Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your question about winning there. Yeah, we've won eight in a row. So it's, you know, it's not a, I'm not talking trash to their squad or Akeem or anything. That's just facts. We've had a good run since that Monday night game in 2010 and seven in a row in the regular season and obviously one in the postseason. It's a great place to play. They got a fantastic fan base.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. That is Aaron Charles Rogers. And let's go out to the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce. And welcome in Tom Silverstein, our buddy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covering the Green Bay Packers for so long that we worked together on the beat. So what do you think of that? Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Tom.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, way to remind me how old I am. Thanks a lot.
You're nearly as old as me.
I keep getting closer every year.
Yeah, I'm glad I stopped a few years back. So, Tom, tell us where the Packers are at this point. I mean, they haven't won a game on the road, and only, the San Francisco 49ers can match that record. But – you know, with McCarthy gone, it seems like Rodgers has taken more on his plate and maybe feels the need to sort of justify everything that's happened. And certainly he played great last week.
Yeah, he definitely has accepted. I think everything he's said this whole week almost seems like he's pumping himself up that he's got to play really well in this game. You know, he likes to have those kind of challenges and challenge himself. But the fact of the matter is he hasn't been playing that well. And he played better last week against Arizona, but it's been a struggle for him. Part of the reason McCarthy's not here anymore is because of his performance. He just hasn't been very good. And not good in the really clutch situation.
Tommy, make a pretty compelling argument this week in a column yesterday about why the Packers should maybe take a look at Vic Fangio, who's had as much success against Aaron Rodgers as any defensive coordinator in the league. And while the trend is toward the hot young offensive assistant, you make a pretty good case for why a 60-year-old curmudgeon like Fangio might make a lot of sense for Mark Murphy to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't at least talk to him. He's been beating your butt for, you know, the last 7-8 years. He's just had these great defenses, and they know a lot about him. What they need to find out is whether he's head coach material. And, you know, I think if he can come up with a good staff and explain to him what his philosophy is and organizational philosophy, you know, why not if you really like it? But you have to at least hear what he has to say. I mean, it's just too natural as far as I'm concerned.
Well, since that opening game of the season, since Rodgers had that performance in the second half and the Packers came back and won that game and you know, we're talking about it maybe out of habit, right? Because they've done so well in the Rodgers era against the Bears. What went wrong? How did it all go? Was he in? I mean, he obviously was hurt in that game and came back. And when you talk about his play, was it affected in any way by that injury? And how did things end up the way they have this year for the Packers? Certainly a real disappointment.
Yeah. It sort of generated. As the season went on, and you know he lost one of his key receivers in Geronimo Allison. Jimmy Graham didn't turn out to be as good as they hoped he would be. He had a couple of injuries on the offensive line, and then all of a sudden he's missing throws that he normally makes. His play isn't as consistent as it had been. And then he started to get frustrated with the play calling. And I think the offense in general, you know, he would never say it, but he is the master of, you know, saying things without really saying it. And it was pretty clear that he was not really on board with the offense that McCarthy was seeing, you know, and he's watching the Rams and these teams just pile up points and they're not doing it. But it was really kind of ironic because at the same time, he's not playing very well. Hmm. So I don't know. It's been a really strange season.
Tom, on Wednesday, the Packers placed Byron Bell on injured reserve. So that means Justin McCray will start at right guard. The first time or the last time Justin McCray matched up against Akeem Hicks, Akeem Hicks owned him in the first half. Sack, pressure, two holding penalties. Can you scheme around that? Is that going to be as big of a mismatch the second time around as it was the first time? Could that be the key, you know, for the Bears defense has so many different opportunities to kind of, you know, be dominant, but that would, I think it starts there.
Yeah, that's a big one. I actually think the one at right tackle is going to be worse for the Packers. Jason Spriggs is going to start for Bulaga more than likely. Bulaga hasn't practiced this week, so I would expect Spriggs to start. And, you know, if I'm the Bears, I put Khalil Mack over there almost the whole time and make them double-team him. And then Akeem Hicks can have his way inside. Justin McCray is a battler, and, you know, he's one of these guys that you'd love to have, but he doesn't have immense talent. He's strong and better in the run game than he is in the pass game. But he got worked in the, you know, against the Bears. Hicks just, you know, overwhelmed him, and that potential exists. So they're going to have to come up with some kind of a plan that slows down the rush a little bit, and boy, I'm not really sure what that is. If they figure that out, you know, they're geniuses.
Yeah, the way teams have done it is getting rid of the ball in a hurry. Not the quarterback just has to release the ball.
Three steps.
Yeah, that's
two
it.
Seconds.
Pretty much everything
Boom.
He does has to be quick. And now, yeah,
but that's kind of what they did to get themselves going last week against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They went on their first drive. They threw, I think, 7 out of 9 times, and they were mostly short stuff. But I think you can only live on that for a while. I mean, eventually the Bears are going to adjust to that. And I would bet that Fangio thinks that's how they're going to start out. I think they have to figure out a way to run the ball, somehow get Aaron Jones going. And I'm not sure how they're going to be able to do that, but they have to figure that out.
Back to the coaching search for a second time before we let you go. In this morning's Chicago Trib, Teddy Greenstein points out that Pat Fitzgerald is linked because obviously Mark Murphy hired him once before at Northwestern, and there's a familiarity there. He's a guy that's on a lot of lists. Do you think that's a legitimate candidacy? Do you think he'll get a look?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that they'll interview him. I would be really surprised if they didn't. I think he's a strong candidate. You know, there is it's not so much him, though, that as it is the transition from college to pros is really difficult. And we've seen so many guys fail at it, even, you know, really good coaches. And so to me, it's a little bit of a long shot. But, you know, with Murphy making the final call and having hired him at Northwestern, I'm not ruling it out. I think, you know, he's definitely going to get a chance to pitch, you know, make his pitch and see if it's the right fit for him.
Did they do wrong by McCarthy by releasing him when they did?
Well, yeah. I mean, just doing it an hour after a game just seems a little bit extreme, especially for a guy who's been there 13 years and won a Super Bowl. And, yeah, it's, you know, I thought it was a little harsh. I know they wanted to just get it over with, and most teams probably would have waited, and I thought they might do it on Monday morning, but right after the game, that was pretty rough. But he, you know, he doesn't seem to be all that bitter about it, at least not publicly. So, but it was not the best move.
Does he surface in Cleveland? Is that too obvious, or are there opportunities out there?
Yeah, I actually think it might go a different way in Cleveland. I think they may look for somebody a little bit younger, but he's going to wind up somewhere, whether it's this year or next year. You know, he might take a year off, but he'll be a head coach somewhere. And I kind of said this in the column right after the game, who's going to get to a Super Bowl sooner, him or Aaron Rodgers? That'll be interesting to watch.
Good question. Good question, Tom.
Tom, we'll let you go. How would the fans react to a guy like Fitz? Who do the fans want, I guess? They're the owners, right?
Yeah, they want Josh McDaniel. You know, they want some offensive guy who can take Aaron Rodgers and you know, lead him to the 7 Super Bowls he's supposed to have won by now, you know. And I don't know if that's going to happen. But, yeah, they definitely want some hotshot offensive guy. But that's not necessarily what they're going to get.
Great stuff, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. See you Sunday.
Okay, see you guys. Take care.
Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's interesting. I think that's
sensible, though.
I just would hate to see Fitz take a job there and then battle not only Rodgers but the fan base and all the rest.
If Fitz does take a job there, and I think it's a long shot, and I don't think he'd leave Northwestern,
it's communism.
If he did, I think he would win over the fan base.
That's true.
You know, he's a guy that wins the press conference. He's a guy that wins everything before week one. He wins the build-up because he's infectious with that enthusiasm.
If you're the Packers, who is higher on your list, Fangio or Fitz?
Oh, that's a really good question. I mean, it depends on who you ask. But I think Fitz.
Culture. It's Fitz.
Yep.
It's Fitz, the culture. But the question is, who coaches the offense?
It's a really good question, though, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.